This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. While the notables and dignitaries are doing their thing at the big UN climate conference in Dubai, the actual doing of fighting climate change is happening almost everywhere else. We are trying to do two things here: cut emissions from fossil fuels and get carbon out of the atmosphere, sequestering it, someplace is the technical term. Some of those places where carbon might be sequestered could be in the soil of farms and ranches. And that helps explain why the Biden administration's investing billions of dollars in something called carbon farming. From Oregon Public Broadcasting, Cassandra Profita explains.
Dozens of sheep are grazing on Imperial Stock Ranch in central Oregon.
Look at that family going.
Rancher Gene Carver watches a mama sheep scramble up a hill with two lambs.
These families, they usually have twins.
Carver says these sheep are helping the ranch take carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere and store it in the plants and soil, basically by chomping on fields of grass.
And then, by their regrowth, they're stronger, and we clean the CO2 out of the atmosphere at the same time.
Carver manages the sheep on a planned grazing rotation. It moves them from pasture to pasture often enough to keep the grass growing and moving carbon dioxide from the air into the roots and soil. It's one piece of the ranch's carbon sequestration strategy. Carver and her family have changed the kinds of plants they grow and now avoid tilling up the soil.
Bare ground in general is not a good thing in terms of land health. We wanted to have plants, we wanted to have diversity, and we wanted to have roots in the ground all the time.
All of these changes help to put more carbon in the plants and in the ground, Carver says. But she's not asking anyone to take her word for it. The ranch hired a team of scientists to measure these changes with third-party verification. For Carver, it's a survival strategy in a warming world.
The move toward climate impact measurement is huge. And the reason I'm doing it is because I can see what's coming.
Soil samples across 32,000 acres show Imperial Stock Ranch stored more than a ton of carbon per acre last year. That's enough for Carver to make some extra money. She's selling carbon offsets through a company called Agoro Carbon Alliance. Jerry Stevens is a company sales manager.
They are marketing as a sustainable wool because there's value in that. There's value in organic. There's value in sustainably raised or carbon friendly.
His company has hundreds of contracts for carbon sequestration in agriculture. Stevens says his sales pitch to farmers is less about fighting climate change and more about the healthier soil that comes with carbon farming.
And as a result, companies that have emissions can pay you to store carbon for them.
But for polluters to pay for and claim carbon offsets, scientists say there needs to be a better way to measure exactly how much CO2 is stored by these carbon farms.
How do you prove that you have stored that carbon?
Oregon State University soil scientist Marcus Kleber says experts are still debating how to accurately measure carbon storage across a whole landscape over time. It could take tons of measurements.
It is not as easy as you hope it would be. It's not like, we put the carbon underground.
So putting carbon underground as a measurable climate solution that governments can count on to help save the planet? Kleber says we're not there yet. Still, he says, carbon farming is definitely worth a try. On Imperial Stock Ranch, Carver's hoping one day she can sell both wool and carbon offsets to companies like Ralph Lauren, who can then market carbon-neutral wool clothing.
Why not buy those offsets from the farmers and ranchers who bring the fiber for your product? This is the vision. This is the hope.
It's a vision she's built with a network of 10 ranches, all measuring how much carbon they can store on more than 2 million acres across the West. In Central Oregon, I'm Cassandra Profita for Marketplace.